Gary Meyer on the 50,000-watt Blabbin' Cabin. I failed to announce the winners of the Scott Stantis cartoon caption contest last week, and I apologize. Here are the winners, and I'll describe the cartoon for tomorrow when Scott comes in. Tom Spence of Vestal, New York, won a muff, a Gary Meyer muff. Mitch Olson of Rockford gets a muff. Julie Kennedy of Aurora gets a muff. Jax Venti of Brookfield will get a Rudy's gift card. Always good. And Mike Ruffner of Orland Park will get a Lou Malnati's gift card. Tomorrow.
That was the one with Crawford and the Blues.
Yeah, that was right? The hockey one. It was the St. Louis Blues logo flying towards Crow.
Didn't get in last night.
Huh?
Didn't get in last night. That's right. Kept him out.
We played pretty well, and that's the kind of hockey that you expect in a playoff atmosphere. And,
in our organization.
Crow shutting out the Blues at this time was a much-needed lift to our team.
Well, he said in the paper yesterday, Crawford said he needs to be better, and he does need to be better.
Okay.
Like, whoa!
That's what happens. See, the pressure when you sign the big contract is always there. How about the other guy score a few more goals, too? I mean, that guy's got pucks coming at him every 2 seconds. He's made more saves than they've achieved, okay?
Look, it's always the ones that get in.
That's right.
That's
your save!
That's the one that you're judged on.
And here's the cartoon for tomorrow. It is Emmanuel as a flight attendant pushing a drink cart down the middle of an airplane aisle. And there are two passengers that are looking at him, and one is commenting. Yeah. It's available to look at WGNradio.com, my Facebook page, and the Tribune's website.
What could he be playing off of that? Is there any O'Hare?
That's why this is not for the squeamish. These are for people that are serious caption people.
Man.
He'll be in. Scott will be in tomorrow after 5 o'clock. We'll read some captions, and then, as you've just heard, I give away things for the ones that I pick as my favorite, and then Scott has his readers vote, and the winner of his deal gets a signed copy of the cartoon. And I got this email concerning that woman whose Kubota was stolen.
Oh, Jabota?
Pinky Jabota's Kubota in Beecher was stolen. And then I got this text. First of all, the text. Abe Vigoda is building a pagoda for Yoda to drive a Kubota. Now people are really tying it all together. Greg sent this email. Settlers Pond is a wonderful place. This is the place where this woman has all the animals. And that lady and her husband work very hard to care for animals that others abandon. Her husband still works full-time elsewhere, and they're not youngsters. Perhaps encouraging listeners to donate time or money to their cause would be nice. Well, if you want to do that, fine. I can't get involved officially. There's a lot of red tape to do that.
Like a Kubota aid?
Kubota aid. A tractor, we're pulling for you kind of thing. But I can't go beyond that.
Hands
trust
across
me,
Kubota.
I get requests all the time to help out on things. We do have our neediest kids fund, and that is where their energy is. But when you start to go off of that reservation, trouble ahead.
What about a 3-hour Kubota-thon?
Okay. Again, can't do any of that. I would hope that somebody will come to their rescue because she is, and her husband apparently, devoting a lot of time to those animals that nobody else would do that kind of work for. So
Settlers Creek, it sounded like it was somewhere near Myers Lake in Mayberry. It just had that feel to it, you know?
Well, when you have 300 and some animals, I'm sure it is kind of Mayberry-like.
Yeah.
Do I have time to get into something here? I'm going to set it up, and then right after the traffic, I want to get into something that I'm sure will geek us out completely if this happens. It is surrounding the George Lucas Museum coming here. I don't know if you saw this story today, but Maron, there are nerds a-go-go in our midst.
The revenge of the nerds now is commonplace.
And I knew they existed, but this is a pretty funny story, and I'll give you the meat of it after we get some traffic and things done here. Local stormtroopers are falling into line behind Chicago's bid to become the site of a museum devoted to the work of Star Wars filmmaker George Lucas. Okay, listen to this. Chicago area members of the 501st Legion a 6,600-member international organization of Star Wars fans who dress in the white body armor of the Galactic Empire, are hoping to make a show of force tomorrow at a public hearing of Mayor Emanuel's Lucas Museum Task Force at the Chicago Cultural Center, said Brian Trojan, a near West Side resident and commanding officer of the 501st Legion Chicago-based Midwest Garrison. Give me a break.
That's a big title there.
Sure. Trojan said the mayor's office reached out to the Midwest Garrison last week requesting stormtroopers' presence at the meeting, though he was not sure how large a contingent he could muster from his roster of about 130 active Chicago area troopers on short notice.
It's like a civil war.
Sure it is. Listen to this, though. Here's a quote. "We're all part-time stormtroopers." Well, what would be full-time? You never get out of the costume?
Well, you never know when Lord Vader is going to call.
Yeah, right. "Tomorrow is my anniversary, so I won't be there. My wife is not that big a fan of Star Wars." I can imagine him trying to spring this on her. "Hey, honey, I know it's our anniversary, but I got to get down to the cultural center because we have to show force here."
No, well, pun intended.
Yeah.
We should have some visiting
force
troopers.
Force is with us. What?
We should have some visiting troopers here because C2E2 is this weekend.
That's right, that yeah. Comic
That's why Johnny's coming in.
Johnny from Michigan, he's going to be here.
So
that's that Comic Con.
Yeah. It's one of the many.
Well, it's.
Yeah. Is that in Rosemont?
Nerds would say Comic Con is Comic Con. This is C2E2. Yeah.
Is that in Rosemont?
No, it's at McCormick Place.
Wow, it is big.
Wow, because usually they have them at Rosemont.
Yeah, that, but they do have one that's there, too.
Jeez.
When Lucas was making his bid to locate the museum in San Francisco, Trojan noted members of the local Garden Gate Garrison were asked not to wear costumes to public events. They might have been trying to go a little more highbrow, he said. They were trying to convince someone to have the museum there, and now the and this, tell me if this makes sense. I've never heard this phrase. Now the shoe is on the other foot.
Shoe's on the other foot, yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
That means that the shoe is on the wrong foot.
No, the shoe's on the other foot.
I didn't think that made sense.
No. It means the situation has changed.
Now
the shoe is on the other foot.
They didn't want it, but now they decided they do want it.
Okay, but that means the shoe is on the wrong foot to me.
It's on the other foot.
You're right, and it's on the wrong foot.
It's not the wrong foot.
It's
on another
shoe. Maybe it's a different shoe.
See, you agree. It's not right.
It is right.
You had a shoe on one foot. They said don't come. Now they want you to come. Shoe goes to the other foot.
Okay. He could come up with something better. Believe me. "I'm going to tell my troopers to do whatever the city wants," he said. "We're soldiers on the front lines when it comes to promoting Star Wars."
I hope Boba Fett comes.
Who?
Boba Fett.
What about Jar Jar Binks?
Oh, we don't want him to come. No way, Mon. We don't want him, Mon.
Why?
Everybody hated
Jar Jar Binks.
All right.
It pretty much derailed the first new movie that they had.
But to be the commanding officer
of the Grand High Exalted Mystic Ruler,
501st Legion of Chicago-based Midwest Garrison, that's quite a title.
And they all have those, you know that outfit, right? That white outfit.
It's all plastic.
But, you know, the guys in the movie, I think, I'm just assuming now, I don't know, but the guys in the movies, you know, they were kind of svelte. So they look good in those. I could just imagine with the
six. What are you saying? These guys are out of shape?
I don't know. I'm just assuming.
They're going to have like a beer belly hanging out from the top part?
When their armor is just.
Don't think so. But it's funny. He claims that he was asked by City Hall to show up at this meeting. And then it says in the article that that's not true. The mayor doesn't want them there.
No kidding.
Hey, come on.
I don't think, yeah, that's, ugh.
City spokeswoman Tara Cooper offered a different story, saying the mayor's office had not attempted to seek the aid of the universal symbol of imperial might in the cause. What the heck is this?
They know this is just a made-up story, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, if this guy wants to do some good, he should send his troopers into the bad neighborhoods and see if they can do battle.
Hut, hut, hut.
Lightsabers might work well.
Right. See if that blows back any of this violence.
Maybe Lando Calrissian will show up, too. That's Billy Dee Williams.
All right.
Billy D, Billy D, Billy D.
Why don't you give them the museum?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, now we're officially geeked up.
I mean, and think how that's going to look if they go down to City Hall. Oh.
It's an open meeting. It means that they could show up. It's a public meeting.
That's what I mean. It's going to look like that. Remember the juror on the OJ thing who wore the Star Wars outfit?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to see where
like,
that went.
We're going to look like rubes again.
No, not possible. The Super G. 25th caller right now at 312-591-7000 will get a Blackhawks fan pack that includes T-shirts, a hat, and some other Blackhawks stuff. And I'll throw on one of my muffs. That's all from the Village of Bedford Park, proud sponsor of the Blackhawks. 25th caller, 312-591-7000. I'll have another Blackhawks fan pack after the 5:30 news. If you were listening at the start of the program or that first hour, I was talking about the woman in Beecher who has these animals and her tractor was stolen.
The Kubota.
The Kubota, and I've been getting texts since then about the Kubota. What if she lived in Mendota? Yeah, and on and on. And then I got this one. Our $7,000 Yamaha 450 Grizzly four-wheeler with only 171 miles on it was stolen from 12 feet in front of our bedroom window, only 5 miles away from where her Kubota was stolen.
Oh.
There seems to be some kind of tractor four-wheeler theft ring in the area. And then I got a text that says she should have locked it up. Well, she did. They broke the lock. I saw it on the news. They showed where they had just hit the lock off the door, the barn door, and took it. $17,000 tractor. And she's got to care for these 300 and some animals. And this is the second time her tractor has been stolen.
I wonder if the first one was a Kubota.
I don't know. But if you can help her out, please do. Today is Earth Day. I don't know if you know that. And it hasn't had as much fizz in the last few years as it did back in the day and when it started in the 70s. But we should still recognize that this is our plot of land. This is all we have, and we should try to take care of it as best we can. On the phone with me is Steve. How do you pronounce your last name, Steve?
Skanicki.
Skanicki from CD One Price Cleaners. And the reason I'm talking to Steve is because he is part of a group that is trying to get people to recycle their hangers. Now, I would think, Steve, that hangers, of all the things that people would go, oh, is this recyclable? That would be something I'd immediately think is recyclable if I'm anybody. And I have been recycling my hangers from day one. What do you know the percentage of hangers that are not recycled?
Oh, gosh. You know, I think that the industry says that there's, about 8 to 10 billion hangers that are produced on an annual basis. And only about 15% of those are actually end up being recycled. 85% end up finding their way to a landfill.
That's 8 to 10 billion in this country alone or worldwide?
That's in this country alone.
Oh, okay. So this is a good day to say, hey, recycle your hangers. And all of your locations, 30 locations that CD One Price Cleaners has in the city and suburbs, take your hangers there when you get your cleaning and you're done with your cleaning. Just put them in a bag and bring them back and they'll use them again. What's so hard about that? I don't know how you can throw hangers in your garbage. I mean, all that metal, it just takes up a lot of space. Number one, just recycle it.
Sure. You know, Gary, even if you're not coming in to be a customer and you have hangers you want to recycle, we'll be happy to accept them in our recycling bins in our lobbies. We're open 6 days a week from 7 to 7, and, you know, anybody dropping them off can help themselves to a free cup of coffee while they're there.
And that coffee is gourmet coffee. I got some this morning when I picked up my dry cleaning and dropped some off, and I always look forward to that cup of coffee in the morning. Free of charge.
Absolutely.
And when you get your cleaning done at CD One Price Cleaners, let me give a plug here because you deserve it. $2.79 per garment, $1.49 for laundered shirts, same-day service, no extra charge, email alerts. Am I missing something?
I think that pretty much says it all. Men's and women's garments are the same price, and that's what makes us a little bit unique.
Yeah, because some cleaners ding women more for their clothes. For what reason, they can't tell you. It's because it's a ladies' piece of clothing. We got to charge more. That's their excuse. That's wrong.
I agree with you on that one. I can't find a reason why that should happen. So we want to provide the best value that, you know, that we possibly can to all of our customers.
Okay, and another reminder, bring your hangers back. Even if you are not a customer of CD1 Price Cleaners, they'll take your hangers and they'll recycle them.
Absolutely.
Steve Konecki, thank you, from CD1.
Thank you, Gary, for giving me the time.
No problem.
So you're talking about metal ones or just plastic ones?
Well, they traffic in the metal. The metal is the big one,
right?
Because you got all that metal that's in a landfill.
And
I would imagine
those?
Well, by recycle,
they just reuse them.
Yes.
Not recycle.
Well, and maybe some if they're not usable anymore.
See, I never thought of that.
Never thought of what?
Of them using them again.
Yeah.
Because I throw them out.
Why did I know that you are a one man?
So quickly.
Oh, they do.
Okay,
we got a million of them in the basement.
And I hate to say this, but I think it's necessary. You are a one man earth wrecking crew.
Yeah, whatever you're doing, I'm canceling you out.
You don't recycle. I think you burn tires in your backyard most every weekend.
Well, I never thought of bringing them back to the store.
Why did you think? I mean, of all things, the metal.
I bend them, and then it always cuts through the bag. And then I feel sorry for the garbage man because it's sticking out.
Oh.
So I try to bend it again.
Oh.
Haven't you ever seen the big stack of them right there?
And the cleaners? All cleaners have.
Really?
Yeah, inside the door usually.
Yeah. Thankfully, when I go to CD1, looks like a lot of people are bringing them back. I don't know why you don't have any guilt when you do things. You apparently don't.
Well, I don't. I thought it's garbage. Well, you throw garbage out, right? I mean, what am I going to do with
it? It's not, again. Don't you look at it and go, boy, used it. It's still in the shape when I got it that it was in when it was made.
So do they have to fumigate them?
Oh, God. I gotta...
Well, no, because they...
Give me my taser. He needs to be tasered.
Well, no, because they're used.
Fumigate them.
Because they're used, and then you're going to put them on clean clothes again.
They're going to power wash them.
Should I bring them into you?
Oh, jeez.
Because I literally have
just go to any cleaners
on a pipe in our basement. It's all hangers.
Yeah, and who's hanging on most of it? He is the silence of the lambs of his neighborhood.
It puts the lotion on the skin.
Yeah. Okay, Leslie, I'm gonna
in honor of Earth Day, Gary. Can we just compost him?
Exactly. If we eliminate him, the Earth lives.
I'm not proud of it, but I really don't do any kind.
You don't.
Of that. I really
you don't.
Don't.
You really
I
are.
Really because in my view, if China's not doing it, then what good am I doing?
You should go to China because you are perfect for their culture.
I would be like the king of China.
You really would, for a lot of reasons. Here's Leslie. They will take care of you. All right, I want to congratulate.
Congratulate? Why don't you have another?
You know what?
Pass the Jaeger.
I think something's gone dramatically wrong here.
You having a John Daly there?
I'm having some kind of. My tongue went lazy on me.
Congratulations.
With a lot of other body parts recently.
Uh-huh.
Irene Gale from Oak Forest won that Blackhawks fan pack. I'll have another one to give away after the 5:30 news. How about that?
Congratulations.
All right. Well, it happens. I don't know if Kim Gordon, the commissioner's daughter, had a story about Easter egg hunting in cemeteries.
No.
Okay, because there's a text referring to that. What about Easter egg hunting at a cemetery? That just seems wrong. Or maybe they're just throwing that out. I'm sure they did that over the weekend somewhere.
We had stories yesterday about, you know, the White House Easter egg roll, but
that's cemeteries.
That's very different.
A little bit. They do that, and people don't think it's right. That's what that email or text is saying.
I went to the cemetery to see my parents. And
how they doing?
They're fine.
Good.
They haven't moved. I saw a woman jogging in the cemetery, and it was early. It was like 8:30 in the morning, but I just felt it was weird.
Well,
is
some
that
people are very much a purist about what should not happen at cemeteries. I'm thinking some people like yourself.
Yeah, I was just wondering if that was appropriate or not.
I don't know. But you hear these people that like to, they don't have anybody in the cemetery, but they like to go out there and just sit and read, and it's very peaceful, so that's the best place to do that. Jogging?
I mean,
I'll tell you what, as far as prioritizing what I don't think is acceptable, Easter egg hunting around graves, that to me seems a little out of place. Jogging? I don't know.
I mean, she wasn't being disrespectful.
No, she's running along the streets.
Right, yeah.
I guess if you're looking for a safe place to jog, that's a place to go.
No one's going to bother you.
No.
But that's why my dad taught me to drive in the cemetery.
Which I think is appropriate now that I've driven with you a number of times. I think he knew what he was doing.
No, because this way, you know, there's not a lot of traffic, and yet you still have the roads and the turns. And so to get used to driving without being in traffic.
You don't think that's inappropriate?
Yeah. Well,
the jogging's inappropriate, but you learning to drive, that's fine.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, okay. Oh, well.
You big dummy. Here's a text.
I guess the shoe's on the other foot.
I want to get to that because people have been texting about what that means and trying to make me think that that's a phrase that makes sense. I'm not convinced. But first, can you please announce again when the Stormtroopers assault rally at City Hall will be? Thank you, Tina. Okay, it's not an assault. It's a gathering. It's not at City Hall.
Assault.
I guess they are always ready to start assaulting.
Bing, 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 bing.
This is tomorrow at the Cultural Center, right? Yeah. That's on Michigan Avenue at Randolph. Because Mayor Emanuel is going to have some deal about...
The task force is meeting to discuss the location.
The Lucas Museum here is having a meeting there. And now, City Hall is denying they're asking for stormtroopers, but the grand potentate of the 501st Legion of Chicago's based Midwest Garrison, he's calling for action, even though he can't go because it's his anniversary and his wife's not a Star Wars fan. She said, if you go, this is over, right?
But I heard Rahm called his brother and Harrison Ford might show up.
Probably, because his brother's a big agent in Los Angeles.
He just didn't want the measly little stormtroopers, but he still wants the heavy artillery.
Sure.
He'll take a Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill.
Who else?
A Jabba.
A Jabba.
A Wookiee. Your Chewbacca. A Yoda.
A Billy D.
All right.
Tom.
Hey, Gary, you said we had a tase Elton Jim?
Yes.
Would you please give him the option to either tase or we can cane him too? Go Hawks.
Cane him.
Bob?
Wow.
Gary?
Yeah.
Hey, my wife learned to drive at Queen of Heaven Cemetery.
See?
All of her siblings did. But a Cliff Notes version. There was an old Red Fox joke where he talked that apparently the Chinese people have put food on the graves of the dearly departed. And Red Fox went up to one of them one time and said, when do you think these people are going to come up and eat that food? And their answer was, about the same time your relatives come up and smell the flowers you just put there.
Okay, ooh. Some classic Fox.
Wow.
John?
Hey, I think it'd be a good idea for these stormtroopers to do a little flash mob dancing when they meet up with the mayor.
Right, break into a dance.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Yeah, and that'll make its way across the country in Chicago again, looking good.
And you know what's weird about this is that the stormtroopers are bad guys. You know, they're Darth Vader's, you know, soldiers.
Right.
It's
right.
Not like they're Jedi's who are the good guys. They're the bad guys. So I don't even know why you... I mean, I know it's a cool outfit, but I don't know why you'd want to be on the bad side.
Getting back to the shoe is on the other foot. Somebody texted and said, it's on the other person's foot, so now they have to deal with it. That doesn't make any sense either.
That,
the
no.
shoe on the other foot means it's on the wrong foot. That can't be a good thing.
It's not. Why do you keep saying it's on the wrong? You act like you're taking a right foot and putting on your left foot.
When you say the shoe is on the other foot, why? Meaning the other foot. Why would the shoe be on the other foot? It's the wrong shoe. Plus, I have both shoes on the right feet right now. Why would there even be a need to put a shoe on another foot? Thank you. WGN.